We're here with Mike LaRue. Am I saying that right?
You are.
All right. He is with Central Iowa Tree Care, located right here in Boone. He services this area. And we are talking about residential and commercial trimming, removal, stump grinding, tree sales and installation, and treescape design, all those things and more. How are you today, sir?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Well, we're doing great. Well, tell us about everything that you do.
Well, you just listed off a lot of what we do. I have been in business for probably about 25 years. I've been doing this for about 30 years. Started right out of high school. So this is basically what I've done with my whole life. So I enjoy it, obviously.
Have you been in the Boone area this entire time?
I have mostly been in the Boone area. I've ran crews in Marshalltown, Osceola, Des Moines, all the way over to Carroll County, Iowa Falls. But Central Iowa Tree Care has been based in Boone.
Wow, that's quite an area, quite a bit of experience. So in your business, which is vast, what's the most common issues people call you about?
Right now, the most common thing is going to be infected ash trees and really? Trees that were affected by the derecho a couple of years ago, storm-damaged trees. If you have an ash tree, more than likely, it's going to need attention at some point. If it still looks good right now, great. Keep it for as long as you can, but just plan on, at some point, you're probably going to wind up taking that tree down.
Just because of the emerald ash borer?
Just because of the ash borer, and it's very, very widespread.
So it's everywhere now?
It's everywhere.
Ah, oh, geez.
At least in around here it is. There are some places in Iowa that I don't think it's reached yet, but it's around Boone County.
I mean, can you see the bug or whatever it is that's this boar that's actually doing this? Is that visible to the human eye?
Yes, it is. There is a bug that's pretty obvious, but more than likely what you're going to see is the signs of the bug. If you know what you're looking for, you can see it from quite a ways away. But if you have one in your yard, the easiest thing to look at besides the leaves, you know, if you see your leaves thinning out, that's a good sign that should start at the top and work its way down. But as you work your way looking at the trunk and up the branches, you're going to see some lighter spots. And if you look close, you'll see some holes that are left by the borer. And once you start to see that, it'll be pretty obvious what you're looking for. You'll see it pretty easily.
So once you get to that step or any step along the way, I mean, what's the plan of action?
Just plan on taking it down.
Really? There is no treatment for it?
There's not at that point. There are some people who do treatments early on before they're really infested, but once they're infested, that's pretty much it.
Wow.
So.
Do you do preventative measures for that?
There are a few treatments out there. I think that they have varying levels of success, and again, it depends on when you treat them. But most of the time, by the time I'm called, it's already too late to do anything about it, and that's going to be the case with most of the ash trees in Boone County at this point. So, you know, if you're thinking about the tree over your roof or over your fence, or you know, or there's some damage in it from the storm or something like that, I would look into whether or not this is infected before you spend a lot of money on maintenance, because instead of spending that money on maintenance, you may be thinking about taking that tree down and saving a little bit of that maintenance money.
Interesting. And I mean, that's why they would definitely give you a call. I know you're very good at taking down trees, to my understanding, and you worked with Jennifer here at the office. Mm-hmm. And took a tree down for her, and she said you did just an amazing job at that.
I appreciate that.
Absolutely. Nope. But you get her full recommendation, to my understanding. She had a lot of nice things to say. So, what are they, I guess, how should I introduce this? One of the most important things you do in regards to safety is, you know, inspecting trees and then taking down trees that are hazardous. I mean, what you deal with is, you know, I mean, you can call an electrician for, you know, a wire. You can call a plumber for a leaky pipe. But when it comes to a tree that's going to come down, that can be extraordinarily dangerous.
It can be.
If it's going to come down. So what do you do for that? I mean, what you do is incredibly important.
Every tree is different. And a lot of times when we get called to look at trees, people don't see the damage in the tree until maybe it's too late, or they don't realize the extent of the damage. Some easy things to look for, obviously, are broken branches up in the tree, but listen to your tree. If you all of a sudden start hearing a tree creaking, that typically doesn't mean that the tree is cracked. That means that something is rubbing most of the time. If it all of a sudden started making noises, then maybe you have some recent damage up there. You can look at the ground around your tree. If we've had a huge windstorm come in, if you start seeing space between the dirt and the trunk of your tree where the tree's been moving around in the wind, it's time to give somebody like us a call. So there's all sorts of different scenarios, I guess. I feel like I'm leaving a lot out, but
even if people have questions, they could give you a call and you would be able to answer those.
We would, and we come out for free. We'll come out and consult.
Oh, great.
So that's not a problem.
Central Iowa Tree Care sells and plants trees. What are some good choices to replace storm-damaged or diseased trees?
Well, when you're thinking about trees, the first thing that you want to think about is the right tree for the right spot. So we want to ask what's the tree going to be used for? What's the purpose of planting the tree? Do we want privacy, or do we want shade, or are we looking for something ornamental? So that'll start to narrow down which trees we're going to choose. And then we want to be thinking about other factors like how much water we have, what kind of soil we have, and what kind of we don't want to plant some trees and or most trees, I guess, in places where there's a lot of car traffic and mm-hmm. compacted soil and that kind of thing. So we want to get the right tree for the right spot.
Do you have a magazine or a list of your trees that you have available in a catalog?
We do.
Okay.
We typically talk that over when we get out on the job site and look at the space available and kind of consult with what's out there, what would be. Some people want a slower growing tree. Some people want something that grows really fast and it's going to give you a lot of shade, and there's a lot of options out there.
So let's say I have some old Victorian house and I want a couple oak trees to go around it. Would you be able to come out and then not only advise me on the soil type, but plant those as well?
We would come out and plant them for you.
That's awesome.
We will. You can just pick what tree you want, and we will do everything from there. All you have to do is water it later, and don't water it too much.
Oh, interesting.
So
there is too much of watering a tree.
That is one of the reasons why newly planted trees die. That's one of the main reasons.
Really?
People, either they water too much, or they don't water enough. And another reason, a big reason, is people plant trees too deep. Mm. And then you'll see that it won't take very long for it to show signs of decline if you planted the tree too deep.
Do you have a watering schedule that would be available for a different species of tree?
It's really going to depend on what type of year we're having, what time of year it is, what kind of tree it is. There's a lot that could go into that. And then also, you know, what type of soil you have.
Okay.
So it's definitely something that you would look at as you're looking at the individual property.
Interesting. Okay. I guess we've discussed our last question here, the biggest mistakes people make when planting a tree. Is there anything else you'd like to add regarding that?
We've been here for a long time, and we hope to be here for a long time. I enjoy this work. My kids work here. They enjoy the work. We have professional arborists who are employees covered under our insurance and our work comp, and we pay their taxes, and we're happy to be a part of our community.
What's a great way for folks to get in touch with Central Iowa Tree Care and Mike LaRue?
You can reach me at 515-298-1578. You can also look for Central Iowa Tree Care or Mike LaRue on Facebook and shoot me a message there, or also centraliowatreecare@yahoo.com is a really easy email address to remember right off the top of your head.
All right. Well, that's great. Central Iowa Tree Care, located here in Boone. Mike LaRue, thank you so much for joining us for the Think Spring Home Show.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Thank you.